This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. We're talking about money, the real stuff, and the government stuff.
That's right.
With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
The Reverend Captain Kickass.
And Captain Kickass, did I hear you got a new website URL?
You did hear that, actually. It's true. We were talking about how my websites aren't really, I don't have like an easy, memorable.
It was a bit of a
thing.
Mouthful previously.
Yeah. So I spent $8 and I got lcaptainkickass.com.
As in El Capitan, like El,
yeah,
the Spanish
L, as in Spanish for the or the.
Yeah, lcaptainkickass.com.
Lcaptainkickass.
And it's up, it works right now.
I have it redirected to my parody project.
Sweet.
On the Bandcamp site. So, yeah,
congratulations.
Check out some funny songs that I make. Go to lcaptainkickass.com. I hope to update that in the future, but who knows?
It's a good start.
We'll see.
Yeah, thanks for doing that. It makes it a lot easier on the air. Shorter is better, isn't it?
That's not what she said.
All right, we continue here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll get into this story about the Federal Reserve printing out $425 billion into the economy. But first, we go back to your phone calls and thoughts. And we have Matthew in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and the Captain. Go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen. So I was listening to the first caller that y'all had before I had to go and get something to eat, and it occurs to me that he should be just delighted with what the evil orange man is doing, because the evil orange man is, like, breaking campaign promises.
Okay, what was the caller? I'm sorry, which caller are you talking about?
The guy who was all upset with Assange, and because Assange helped Donald Trump get elected. Well, I mean...
Okay, Jerome.
Yeah, so, you know, he's currently going to be granting amnesty before we get a wall built to some number of farm laborers. He's instituted real gun control with his bump stock ban. You know, even Obama didn't do that. He hasn't gotten rid of the allowing the members of the armed forces to carry arms while on duty. He hasn't got rid of that part, you know, the gun-free military base thing.
That's right, which I just resulted in another shooting in Florida, like, what, last week?
Yeah, last week. And the week before that, there was another one somewhere else, I forget where. And he hasn't gotten rid of these subsidies for the bird-chopping windmills or... You know, the solar panels. Now, I don't know how y'all feel about either one of those. Either way,
I'm against subsidies, generally.
Right, but he hasn't
provided by government
for those.
But I'm pro-solar panel.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to have a solar panel, you should have solar panels. I mean, that's cool. I mean, alternatives are interesting. We need alternatives to be developed, so competition is, you know, out there and, you know, encouraging people to do the best they can with these different sources. But subsidizing one industry over another or one part of an industry over another, that's a problem when you're doing politically.
Well, and I say the solar power thing just specifically so people can free themselves from the state and city-sponsored utilities that exist in the world, the monopolies that hold over
unless you're forced
areas.
Hold on, unless you're forced to connect to the utility, because in some places you can have your solar panels but you have to connect to the public utility,
right?
And then you
that's because you receive a government subsidies for your solar panel.
Oh, they wouldn't do that to someone who wasn't subsidized, because I've heard that there are some areas where you just have to connect. They will make you connect. If you want to build a house, you've got to connect.
Your mileage will vary.
Okay.
From state to state.
Because I know here in Keene, New Hampshire, if you want to build a house in Keene, you have to connect to the sewage system.
Really?
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. I've heard of places. Well, I mean, that's that way here in Jefferson Parish too. But we have a different situation. We have a water table that's about, you know, 4 feet down.
That sounds like the South.
So it just seems to me that if Jerome really wanted to affect Donald Trump's chances of re-election, he should start to praise Donald Trump for all the wonderful things that he's done, breaking campaign promises.
There you go. Matthew, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight, man. I appreciate it, dude. I mean, toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Mike Freedom.
That's all presidents, at least in my lifetime, you know, when they're on the campaign trail, they spout a whole bunch of crap.
Oh, yeah.
And none of it comes true.
And they're doing the same thing
now. So many things. You know, Trump said a bunch of stuff that he didn't do.
Yep.
Obama said a bunch of stuff he didn't do. Bush said a bunch of stuff he didn't do.
And everybody still worships them.
Yeah, and depending on what side you're on, right? You know, they're your candidate du jour.
They look past it. The fans of that particular party look past all the broken promises, and they still look fondly upon
them. They don't remember them for some reason.
Sure.
You know, like, it's weird how, like, people just conveniently forget the promises that were made by the people who eventually become elected.
Yep.
As soon as they're elected, like, oh, he didn't say it. Like, I can cite, some mindless Obamatons that I know are like, oh, he never said that, and then I play them the recording. Look, here,
he
said it, you know. Same thing with Trump. Look, here's the recording. He said, you know, and they're like,
But he did all these other things.
Mindless Obamatons, Trumpansies, they're just, you know, different sides of the same coin.
Let's go to Rob. He's in Vermont. Rob, you still there? Go ahead.
Yeah. How you guys doing?
Good. You're on the air.
Good, Rob.
All right. So, you know, I've been listening to the people, you know, calling in. It's obvious that, you know, the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, it's, you know, it's all played out. It's, you know, it's done. And, you know, the only way we're going to be able to, I believe, solve this is a 3 or 4 or 5 voting party system. And, you know, that was tried in 1993 with Ross Perot. But
they got rid of him real fast.
They did. And yeah. I think that what people need to focus on is, you know, getting a third party, you know, like maybe Gary Johnson or Vernon Supreme or for that matter, Tommy Chong would be an inspired choice.
Tommy Chong.
Far out, man. You know, one of the things that is the toughest part for these third parties, and I have been involved with the Libertarians for a long time, is they just... It's hard to get ballot access, and the Republicans and the Democrats have made it hard on purpose. When Ross Perot had the level of impact that he did back in 92, or I think it was 92-ish, they pay attention, and they made sure to make things much harder. They made it harder for third parties to get into the debates after Perot because they didn't want to have to go up against any new ideas. They didn't want to have to go up against any people who were innovators with, you know, fresh concepts.
Yeah, they were all, oh, crap, we can't let this happen again.
Right. So, I mean, I don't think you're wrong about this, Rob, but it is one of the biggest challenges for third parties is to just get noticed, to get on the ballot. And even if they can get on the ballot, then they have to cross the thresholds of getting into the debates, which are purposefully, in many cases, set at levels that are unattainable. And the people who are creating the debates, they know it. And I'm not just talking about at a presidential level, although it's true there, right. But I'm also talking about it like a gubernatorial level or state senate and things like that. It's just harder for the third parties to get in there. And I wish it were different. But the Republicans and Democrats, if there's one thing they agree on, it's they don't want any competition.
Right, exactly, but they need this competition, and it's much more than that because, you know, those parties, they're all nothing but a bunch of lying bastards, and they know that they can get away with this. But if we can get a third party, let's just say we get Gary Johnson in 2020, I think what should happen is that all Democrats and all Republicans, they should all be charged with treason.
Hey, Rob, thanks for the call tonight, man. I definitely appreciate it, although I don't really have any hope or interest in seeing Gary Johnson in 2020. He was an awful candidate for the Libertarians. I'm not going to say he was the worst candidate they've ever had. That would probably be Bob Barr, at least as far as the presidential levels are concerned. They've had some pretty god-awful candidates at their state levels. But Gary Johnson wasn't much of a real Libertarian, and I say good riddance to him. I mean, he was a very nice man.
Well, and I mean, outside of Ron Paul, right, has there ever been a quote, real, unquote, libertarian candidate?
Oh, yeah, Harry Brown in 1996 and 2000. I'm a Harry Brown libertarian. He's the guy that brought me into the party.
I know Kokesh threw his, you know, hat in the ring.
Kokesh is pretty principled.
But I mean, like, as far as the party is concerned.
I'm not sure what you mean.
The final candidate, right? I know Gary
Harry
Johnson.
Brown.
Harry Brown, yeah.
1996 and 2000.
All right.
He was fantastic. Corrected. Great, great communicator, too. He really was great at communicating the ideas of freedom. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wanted to work when you wanted to work instead of having to report to an office? Have you ever felt trapped by relationship rules like monogamy? I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, live, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. If you dial toll-free here, bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian here.
And Captain Kickass.
And of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. And again, you can also connect to our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. Want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. It's a great site to go to kind of get started in the world of cryptocurrency. But if you're not just getting started and you want to get the latest news headlines, they've got that over there as well. Plus, local.bitcoin.com allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash with dozens of payment methods. It's a global trading platform that actually respects your privacy. And that pretty much makes it unique, from what I can tell, amongst a lot of these Bitcoin cryptocurrency sales websites. This is Bitcoin Cash only over at local.bitcoin.com, but there's no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. So get on over there. You can buy Bitcoin Cash. It's relatively safe to be a buyer, especially if you're buying from sellers that have a reputation. That's, you know, you really don't have much to worry about. If you're a seller, you do need to be a little more cautious. Take some time, do some research on the payment methods you're looking at accepting. Some of them are risky, very risky, so keep that in mind over at local.bitcoin.com. Our co-host Aria on Monday nights, she's the number one seller there on that site, which is pretty awesome.
She's kicking ass,
isn't
she?
She really is. Over at local.bitcoin.com. As we go back to your calls and thoughts, you can bring up what you want here. Let's talk to Graham in Pennsylvania, listening to WNAE in Warren. Go ahead, Graham.
No, it's Graham.
No, I'm sorry, that's what I thought I said. Go ahead, Graham.
Okay. Yeah, calling about the $400 billion Federal Reserve cash infusion.
$425 billion, to be specific.
Oh, who's counting? Go ahead.
Well, that much money, the way I look at it, it's just one group of mafia and the government giving their – just basically giving another government, political, economic mafia a favor. And the money's just going to get pocketed on their own pet projects or be embezzled somehow.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right. In fact, whenever new money is injected into the economy, and I'm speaking specifically of the United States economy right now, the realization of that money first is realized by those with the most amount of wealth. Right. So by the time, you know, any
politically
sort of,
connected.
Yes. And by the time any sort of positive effect from that, you know, gets down to the common person, it's already gone. There is no positive effect. Right. No. The folks.
It's a dilution of value.
Right.
It's not positive.
Folks at the top have already, because it takes a minute for that, you know, you have to factor in the time. Right. So the money gets injected. OK, it's there. And all of a sudden people can go and spend money like as if it were worth what it is currently, but then by the time it filters down to the common person, that time has expired, the money supply has inflated, and your dollar is now worth less.
Yeah. Basically, well, all politics aside, I think the higher up you get into whatever society, whatever field of industry, the people at the top, as far as I'm concerned, are just amoral opportunists who use things like politics and religion and isms and ideologies to distract the rest of us, while the people at the top are just amorally pocketing trillions of dollars for whatever project they want to get done.
I think there's been a study done that CEOs are more likely to be sociopaths than pretty much any other job, besides politics.
Yeah, I heard about that, too.
Cops.
Yeah. So I think you're right about that, Graham. Thank you for calling and sharing your thoughts tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. And, you know, coming back around to Harry Brown, the Libertarian Party's presidential candidate in the year 1996 and 2000, one of the things I loved about him is he didn't candy coat things. Like, he was such a great communicator. He boiled down. He actually published a book. He actually has several books that he's published. But one of them was, I think, called Liberty A to Z, like quick sound bites, basically, for every issue. So if somebody were to bring up an issue and, you know, he's on an interview or whatever with the media, you got to keep your answer short,
right,
because they only going to put you on for 15 seconds, right? So he had really boiled down some really effective answers to things. So like he mentioned the mafia, reminded me that Harry Brown described the government as the mafia that flies flags in front of its offices.
Right. Yeah. Very nice. I mean, I didn't sort of wake up from the fog of statism until about a decade ago.
Yeah, so you missed
it. So 96 and, well, even 2000 to some extent. You know what I mean?
Too early for
you. Yeah. Too early for me. You know, I kind of ignored politics, so, you know, vicariously, I might have been anarchist or whatever, but it wasn't until I really went on the hunt to finally determine where do I fall in the political spectrum that I really discovered libertarianism and anarchism, you know, and the philosophies of freedom.
He was originally an investment advisor, and he wrote some investing books back in like the 70s or whatever. You know, really just a really smart guy and a good communicator. He paved the way for Free Talk Live in a lot of ways. I mean, beyond just being the libertarian that sort of is responsible for, you know, me becoming a libertarian in a way, through his book that he wrote, Why Government Doesn't Work, which was the first libertarian book I ever read. But also, he had his own radio show. He did a Saturday night radio show that was actually, I believe it started at 10 p.m. Eastern Time.
Huh.
And he was on the Genesis Communications Network, which is the same network that airs Free Talk Live. And I was at the time working at a radio station in Florida. We had Free Talk Live. The show had been created already.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we weren't syndicated at that point. And I had contacted the radio station where I was working. I was kind of like the board op, but they didn't really have a program director. So I came to the general manager of the station, you know, being a fan of Harry Brown, and I liked his show. And I said, hey, can we get this guy on our station? He said, yeah, sure, you know, do what you got to do. So I reached out to Genesis Communications Network, and I said, hey, we want to pick up the Harry Brown show. And while I had him on the phone, I said, hey, are you guys looking for any programming? And they said, sure, send us a demo. So we ended up doing the show before Harry Brown, which is the one you're listening to now, Saturday night. We're still in the same spot.
Yeah.
Harry Brown passed away about a decade ago.
Yeah.
So he absolutely like paved the way for Free Talk Live.
That's an interesting tidbit on the genesis of Free Talk Live.
Yep. All right, let's go on here. We got Robert in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So I am usually somewhat follower of your show. I will say now that my political position, I would not call it anarcho-capitalist right now.
I wouldn't call mine either. I think those are terrible words.
But what I would like to ask is that, on the libertarian scale of, or at least on the political scale of libertarians, are usually right-wing economically and libertarian socially, and that's all fine and good. But what I want to ask the question of is, the thing about systems of power in our current world today, I would call that more as a result of capitalism. The thing about capitalism, whether or not it's state-controlled like the communists or by a free market, the thing what capitalism does is it will always prioritize the exploitation of the common man. And even in an anarcho-capitalist society, what I see happening is that any kind of free market would always put the exploitation of the people first.
Stand by. Let's talk about exploitation here. And, you know, this capitalism is not a term that I particularly care for myself. So we'll get into it. I'm curious to see how you feel about it, Captain Kickass, here in a moment. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here. It is Free Talk Live. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The full House will vote next week on the two articles of impeachment against President Trump, approved by the Judiciary Committee Friday along party lines. Looking ahead at a Senate trial, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told Fox News,
"Everything I do during this, I'm coordinating with White House counsel. We'll be working through this process, hopefully in a fairly short period of time, in total coordination with the White House counsel's office and the people who are representing the president. I'm going to coordinate with the president's lawyers, so there won't be any difference between us on how to do this. I'm going to take my cues from the president's lawyers."
Tennessee Democrat Congressman Steve Cohen questions how the GOP remains in lockstep with President Trump.
"I've never been in a Republican caucus. They may just take Kool-Aid communion every day."
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
I want to invite you to forkfest.party. That's fork with an F. Forkfest.party. You can go to that website to learn a little bit more about Forkfest, which is a decentralized libertarian camping festival. What does it mean for a festival to be decentralized? It means there's no organizer. There's no central, board of directors making decisions about things. It also means that it's kind of up to you to figure out what's going to happen at ForkFest. So each individual, well, you are the organizer of your own life. And so if you want to organize a thing for other people to come and enjoy, maybe on your campsite, because it's, as I said, a camping festival, there's RV sites, there's camping sites, there's even a motel on the property. So if you want to encourage people to come by and let's say, you want to put a poker game together under a tent with a poker table, cool, you can do that. You want to start serving food to people? Great. Just don't ask permission, okay? Don't go and talk to the government about it. Just go and do it. Maybe you want to put on a musical event. Maybe you want to put on a speaker series. Maybe you just want to hang out at a campfire. So it's totally up to you what you want to do at ForkFest. And that's part of the fun, is seeing what the market comes up with. What is it that people create? What is it that they are offering? And it was really a lot of fun this year. This year was the third year of ForkFest. Is a festival that sprung off from or forked off of a different festival called the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And previously, in the last 3 years, it has happened after the Porcupine, or excuse me, before, rather. It has happened before the Porcupine Freedom Festival. In 2020, for the first year, it will be after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So Porkfest, or the Porcupine Freedom Festival, will be leading in to Forkfest in 2020, and we expect that's going to be a bit of a different setup. It's, I think, going to be even more successful, and that also means that ours happens a little bit later in the year. So it's now going to be June 29th until July 5th, which means that Forkfest 2020 will also include Independence Day and fireworks. So you ought to go to Forkfest.party to learn more about the event. There's a couple of ways you can connect with other Forkfesters, like the Forkfest Telegram chat room, and there's also a Forkfest forum. So if you want to kind of organize things with people voluntarily, you can do that in advance. It's a pretty cool thing. I like it. We'll be there. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting. Captain Kickass, you'll be there for the first time ever, likely.
Gonna pop my cherry.
Very cool. All right, so forkfest.party, go and check that out and join us next summer for that. As we go back to Robert in Texas, he was calling about capitalism. And Robert, can you kind of recap what you were saying there about exploitation?
So what?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes, hello?
Yeah, we got you. We got you. Go ahead.
Okay. So what I believe how the capitalist system currently functions in the world is what it does is, especially in a post-industrial revolution society, what capitalism prioritizes is an exploitation of culture industry. It prioritizes exploitation of a man's labor hour. And
when you say exploitation, what do you mean?
It extracts the surplus value of a man's labor, his culture, his identity from him, and it feeds into this machine, this perpetual machine of elites over us who want to basically turn us into a country of debt slaves.
So what is, if this is what capitalism's definition is, and the people have different ideas about what capitalism means, then I fully oppose what you're talking about. I like the idea of a free marketplace. What do you think about that?
I mean, the eventual result of any free marketplace at first you can start any kind of free marketplace. There will not be any significant power structures in that marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
But the inevitable result of capitalism and really any kind of system like that is the power will always flow to the top, and it will always result in the...
Well, hold on. What is capitalism, then?
Well, let's just...
Well, I want to hear his definition.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
What capitalism is it is the... I guess the textbook definition would be the free flow of money. But in a society, what I see is that usually in a society of more than, 100 people, this free flow of money eventually creates a system where the system itself, to preserve itself, by continual growth, it will always...
So what you're describing, and Captain, I know you want to share a definition as well, but what you're describing doesn't sound like a free market to me, because a free market is where anyone can start up the business that they want to start without having to ask anyone's permission, and they can compete with the other businesses out there. What you sound like you're describing is sort of this crony capitalist system that we have today, where because of government regulations and government control and violence, these mega corporations are able to aggregate more power to themselves, which is, of course, as you've already pointed out correctly, a corrupting influence, and they're able to wield that power over the little guy by preventing the little guy from competing. Because right now there's a lot of people who might think to themselves, I want to start my own business. And then they go and they look into it and they find out how difficult it is. Not because it's hard to start your own business. It's easy to start your own business. You just start offering, hang out your shingle, start offering your product or service for sale, and, give good customer service, and you'll probably be all right. But if you have to do it in a regulated environment, then these mega corporations create regulations with the government to protect themselves from competitors like you, like the little guy, and they create things like licensing laws and hoops to jump through and bribes to pay and regulations to obey, which drive away competition, which, of course, ensconces these big mega competitor types in the market. But, Captain Kickass, what is your dictionary there?
I did what the common man would do, and I went to the Googs and I typed in capitalism, and the most common definition is noun, an economic and political system in which a country's trade and industry are controlled by private owners for profit rather than by the state. Which, if you have a political system, that is the state. So it's a contrary definition.
Screwy definition. I don't support, capitalism because, one, I still don't really know what it means because people are constantly disagreeing about it. But I do support freedom, and I don't see where the bad part about a free market is or, how anything can be aggregated, as far as power is concerned without total voluntary consent in a truly free marketplace. What are your thoughts on that, Robert?
Well, you guys do bring up some very good points, and I actually do find myself agreeing with a good few of them. But what I kind of want to know your opinion on is what is your thoughts on America right after the revolution? I imagine you think it was a country where the free market was above all else. I mean, you still had the Constitution, your inalienable rights, but the government mostly stayed out of, business economics and that kind of thing. But what happened after, America started expanding, getting bigger, these businesses popped up in this new America, and this really gets into the Industrial Revolution, is what happened is these businesses that had no oversight from the government, what happened is these businesses just soaked up entire industries without any, anything stopping them. They became such huge, gigantic magnates that controlled entire swaths of the country and its people, and they did this without any kind of government oversight or intervention.
That's true.
Give me an example. What business?
I mean, just look at, Rockefeller? What's the other guy? It's like Standard Oil.
They didn't have a total monopoly, though. There were still people competing with them, from what I understand. And if you look at, the railroad magnates, they absolutely had government assistance and, government cheese helping them along the way, demanding, paying them per mile and things like that. So there was still government meddling going on there. Regardless, if somebody is able to corner 90% of the market, which is what I believe Standard Oil had, if I recall correctly, and they're able to do it without government assistance, then the only way they can do that is by providing a good product and great service, because that would be the only way they wouldn't be subject to competition, because normally that's where a competitor can edge in, is to say, oh, this Walmart gives crappy service, so I'm going to offer the same product, but I'm going to get better service and charge more for it, and that usually works to get some business. Thank you, Robert, for the call. We'll continue. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. If you're not already on the lines, you probably shouldn't bother calling because we almost have full phones and we are in the final moments here at Free Talk Live. If you don't get in tonight, you know what? We do a show every single night, 7 nights a week. We're live throughout the holidays, by the way. So if you want to listen on Christmas Eve, I already know Steven Zeiler is going to be joining us from AnyPay on Christmas Eve. So we've got a crew coming in. Christmas Day, we'll be here. Whatever holidays you celebrate, New Year's Eve, we're going to be here. So you can ring in the New Year if you're in the whatever island time zones are with Free Talk Live. So, we'll be here throughout the holidays, New Year's Day, etc. And because we're live 365 days per year, and you can join us online anytime you want. Grab the podcast over at freetalklive.com. And finally, our podcast host fixed the bug that has been plaguing our podcasts for 2 months. Or not podcasts. The podcasts have been fine. The podcast subscribers have been getting the right file names. But if you were just to go to freetalklive.com and click on the download button, it was downloading just this generic file name of SoundCloud download.
Right.
That's finally been fixed, and it's been fixed retroactively, so all those back archives are now correct. So we're good to go there. So
that's awesome.
If that was frustrating you, it was frustrating me. It's now all set there at freetalklive.com. Free archives. You can download as many as you want. And don't forget to get involved in our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm, where the conversation continues around the clock. We go to more of your calls and thoughts. Joe's in Michigan, listening to WSJM. Hello, Joe.
Hi.
Yeah. Hey, you're on the air. Yes, we got you.
Yeah. My thing I was wanted to bring up is just how what we're dealing with today in America is maybe a result of our complacency with democracy. I'm just wondering, wanted to talk a little bit about my thoughts is just that I feel that we've allowed and accepted a lot of erosion of democracy. Whether it's just upholding the law, whether it's holding elected people accountable. I think your point about not enough innovation within our party. And, you know, I'm concerned about the fact that, like, there's a ton of things on the political spectrum that both conservatives and liberals have good points about and willing and, you know, worth debating. But I feel like we almost have to put those aside right now because our democracy is really at stake. I want, you know, it makes me wonder whether we can even have these debates in the future.
Well, so first of all, democracy is a loaded term. You know, the definition of it is literally, you know, the majority forcing their preference onto a minority, right? Whether it's, you
well,
know,
I'm talking about specifically with American democracy, right? Like, yeah.
Well, it's the same anywhere you go. I mean, democracy is just two wolves and a sheep deciding on dinner. I mean, people have decided that it's a good idea for some reason, and I'm not, you know, it's not. It's just violence.
I mean, the definition of democracy literally supports something disgusting like gang rape. Right, so that is a democracy.
Well, they voted on it.
According to the definition, like, you know, oh, yeah, these five dudes decided to, you know, rape this one broad.
It's not okay whether it's, you know, if it's somebody, if I come to your door with a gun and I put it to your head and I say, give me all your money, most people would agree that's wrong.
But
right?
I want to address something that he said, you know, complacency, right? Have the, you know, the people sort of, yes, absolutely. Back in the day when the government, quote unquote, was being established, they were afraid of the people, right? The people would show up at the doors or houses of the folks who were, quote, put into power, unquote, if they did something wrong.
Might get tarred and feathered or something.
All of that kind of thing, right? And, of course, you don't see that now. And if you did, you know, I mean, the army and the gang of, you know, government thugs has gotten so large that not only are they going to arrest you and likely you're going to end up dead in some way, shape, or form, but there's also going to be a campaign behind it to sort of make you into a criminal. And we see that, we talked about it on the show earlier, we see this with like Julian Assange or you know, Bradley Manning, now Chelsea Manning, you know, all of these types of people are being you know, smeared, if you will. There's a whole campaign to sort of discredit them and, you know, what they've done, when all they've really done is provided information.
So the thing I was going to say there was, most people would understand that it's wrong if I say I'm going to put a gun to your head and demand your money. They would also likely agree that if I got 10 of my neighbors together and we all came and put a gun to your head, that it would probably also be wrong. And similarly, I would say it's also wrong if 51% of the people vote to put a gun to your head and take your money from you, or even 10% of your money from you. And that's what a democracy is. So I don't have any love for this idea of democracy. What I love is the idea of freedom. And I think that that is at an all-time. You know, people are very confused about these ideas. Joe?
Yeah. Okay.
Anything else you want to share?
No.
Thanks for the call, man. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Pat. He's in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Of course, some people will say, well, what's the better idea? You know, we left the king and we did this democracy thing. I mean, certainly the democracy is better than a king. And I'm like, if your king is like a kind of leave me alone king, then no, actually, democracy wouldn't be better.
It's time to write the power pyramid, right? If you think of power as the mm-hmm. food pyramid, right, it's upside down. Right. So let's turn it back the other way so that, you know, the individual now is responsible for himself and is only in charge of himself.
Yeah, we got you here, Pat, in Michigan. You're on. Go ahead. Listening to WZTK FM in Alpena.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
I've been listening to you, and I called in on a different subject. But seeing as how you guys have been railing on this, we are not a democracy. We are a democratic republic.
Oh, yeah. We used to say that crap on the air, too.
I know it's pettifogging, right?
I just want to clarify that I don't think that's much better, right? A republic is supposed to be respecting of rights, right? That's one of the key differences is you elect representatives, and there's supposed to be an outlining of rights, and those are supposed to be respected, right? That's, like, one of the key differences between a democracy and a republic, correct?
All right, let's go to the root of the tree. The people that founded this country were fleeing exactly the tyranny that we've been discussing all evening here.
Agreed.
And when you make a hay penny a day, most people don't even know what a hay penny is. It's a half a penny. You know, tyranny that we fled and the balls that you had to have to go to an unknown place where you might have to fight savages and be killed, and yet you were able to overcome all the obstacles. That is the cojones of America, and we've lost it.
Yeah, well, I mean,
it saddens me deeply.
I totally understand where you're coming from. People are not willing to stand up for themselves. They're not willing to stand up against the oppressor, which is, of course, the states, the government gang, as we know it. And you can understand why, because they will crush you under their boot. And, you know, that's probably a fairly uncomfortable thing to do. So most people just go along and quietly pay, and they quietly do what they're told, even though they hate it.
It's much easier to be a sheep. Easier to be a sheep.
Well, especially now when the sheep have... Especially now when the sheep have air conditioning and they've got all kinds of wonderful, deviations like sports to watch and video games
massaging, grooming tools and such for when they're fleeced. It's wonderful.
There you go. Pat, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. We continue. Mark is in New Hampshire. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm calling in about what's going on in Virginia with the Second Amendment asylum. Counties.
What is going on there? Now tell me about it.
Over two-thirds of the counties have decided that they're going to not follow the state government ruling that's going in effect January 20th.
Oh, that's awesome.
For confiscation with no compensation of semi-automatic firearms and magazines over 10-round capacity.
Was this what the caller was referencing earlier when he said West Virginia? Was it Virginia where this is happening?
Virginia. It's
interesting.
Two counties, the sheriffs have said if they send the National Guard, we're deputizing every armed citizen.
Wow.
And over two-thirds have said they will not follow the law. The governor has said they will deploy the National Guard. The general of the National Guard in the area says that he hasn't been given orders, but you never know what's in the works. And for January 20th, they're planning an armed rally outside the state house as they pass the legislation to make semi-automatics illegal.
Okay, so this hasn't been passed yet, but the sheriffs are pledging in advance to not enforce it and to block
it? It's all preemptive. But
very interesting. You know, I love the idea of sanctuary cities and sanctuary counties, and it would love to, you know, I'd also love to see a sheriff not only pledge to oppose arms confiscation, but pledge to oppose people confiscation. So have both the sanctuary county for arms and for people, and also for drugs. And let's just have a free county. How about that? Hey, thanks for the call, Mark. I appreciate it. Out of time for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, you can join us at freetalklive.com.
Would it be nice to wake up in the morning whenever you want and work whenever you feel like it? Date women under your terms instead of societies, be a completely free man? I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.